Okay, good morning. We got a lot of stuff to cover, and I'm not going to wait. Morning, and I see there's good attendance. That's real good because there's some things I want to say this morning that's going to be a benefit to you. The first thing I'm going to say is to Dr. Walker, I'm due to go to his church on the 12th. But Dr. Walker, I'm coming on the 11th. I'm going to be there Wednesday night and Thursday morning, and here's the reason. And the rest of you guys, listen up. That's your Bible study, so you receive your own offering there on Wednesday night. But I'm coming to do the Apostolic Supernatural Impartation Mark on your church that the church can grow in the supernatural. The Lord laid it on my heart. I wrestled with the word in Revelation all night last night. And so what I would do, Dr. Walker, and I want the other fellows to listen because I'm going to do the same thing with Patrick. What I'm going to do is come in Wednesday night and start making that impartation. Then I'm going to make it Thursday morning. Then Thursday night we're going to switch and go on and teach on the financial aspect of it. So I'll be coming to your church Wednesday night. Same thing for you, Patrick. I'm coming in Wednesday night. I'm going to do Thursday morning. Those two services will not be on finances. They'll be on apostolic supernatural impartation mark on the church. And this is why, and I want the rest of y'all to listen up. This is why it's time to speed this thing up of your church growing and developing and have an attracting force that will draw people to your church. Right after that impartation, things are going to start happening. Already seen what's going to happen. But in the book of Acts, all 28 chapters have some supernatural manifestation in it. And we down here in the United States and in the western area, we don't know nothing about no manifestation of blind eyes and dead people be raising from the dead. We talk about it, but it must come forth in our church. Blind people in our church must see. We must call out the deaf in our churches, and we're going to begin to do it. In those two services, I want to impart to that church and to that daughter or son who under me this supernatural anointing that God has placed in my life for many years, and I know what he was doing it for, but it was for this hour. So when you talk about church growth, you talk about manifestation, you talk about supernatural provision for the church and the vision and the mission of the church, all of it will change. After I leave Gretna next week, everything will change. God will start opening some doors, and then when Ron is ministering, his anointing will be at a different level, and the expectation of his people going to be at a different level. You know, because what we need to open our church up and have the people raise their hand. How many of y'all are expecting a miracle this morning? Now, you as the leader have to know how miracles are manifested and demonstrated. As the Apostle Paul talked to us in 1 Corinthians 2, he says, not with enticing words of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Then we have in, I think it's 1 Thessalonians 1:5, our gospel came not in word only, but in power and in the Holy Ghost, and much assurance. Now, based on Hebrews 2 and 4 and Galatians 3 and 5 is where this impartation will be made. He talks about the Lord bearing witness with divers miracles. He talks about divers signs and wonders, divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his will. And then in Galatians 3 and 5, it tells us how it worked, how it functioned. It functioned by faith. And we're going to look at both rim at Ron's church, and we're going to look at both rim at Patrick's church. And as an apostle, I don't have to ask y'all, can I come? I'm just going to unlock the door. I'm coming in there and minister the word on that Wednesday night. I'm going to try to do it around the country. When I go to David, I'm going to try to do it around the country unless the Lord change it. But as of now, it's on because your people have not seen me in the other facet of the anointing, and they need to see that. And I think that would encourage them and help them, but the church will start growing. So we're set. Ron, I'm coming to New Orleans sometime Wednesday evening. or might come. I'll be there for Wednesday night for sure. So just said it. Now, the pastor, like Patrick, your offering, I want you to receive your offering. I have no problem with that. I'm not receiving no offering Wednesday night. That's your church night. I'm coming to do that as your father. So don't even be concerned about it. But I want your people to see the move of the Spirit, and I want them to see what we am and to do, and I'm expecting to have some miracles happen. Now, you guys who coming in, you're welcome to come in early if you want. That's going to be the first one I'm doing. You guys and girls, if y'all want to come in, y'all come in, you're welcome. I don't care how many members you got. That don't make no difference about me about members. I'm coming. That's what I'm coming to do, to deal with the membership, to bring the membership to another level. So I'm excited about this, and you all be praying about it. And those of you who can get in town, be there Wednesday night and be there with me Wednesday night and Thursday morning, because I'm expecting something supernatural to happen, and it will happen in Jesus' name. So both Ron and Patrick, I got y'all both set up now, so y'all know what's going to happen. And then we'll take it from there. Now, I want to get back to some guidelines we're setting that we'll have the right connection and the right relationship with one another to understand how LTMA is going to be a blessing to all of us. We start talking about four dimensions of truth that will keep us as a band of brothers and sisters and allows of honorable men and honorable women. And it enables us to take our churches and ministry out from the spirit of the harlot, seeking anything for self. And that's Philippians 2:21. For it says, all seek after their own interests, not those of Christ Jesus. And when, now listen to me very closely, when we began to seek what God wants first, and that's Him. I think Hebrews 11 and 6 point out He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And there's other scriptures points out that seeking God is the most important thing we could do. Now, those who choose the concept of the allowance of honorable men and women will save their churches from error in doctrine, and then maybe some things have to be dealt with, and the destruction of relationship in the house. This is what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about us going forward. Now, these four truths for us to band together and have the allowance of honorable men, and I'm not going to say women anymore, but women know that I'm meaning you also. The first one we dealt with, I think I want to review the honor for the apostolic source. And that would be yours truly, that would be me myself. Now, I've actually in my ministry had raised people from the dead. I've had people who had female operation, wasn't supposed to have children, have had children. I've had the blind, was able to see after ministered to. So that's another thing, just three or four things, giving credentials of what's about to happen in our ministry. Now, the second one is the blessing of covenant relationship. And the third one, the undivided focus on purpose and destiny. And then the fourth, the importance of accurate representation. Now, I want to go back over the first one, very brief if I can. And if the Holy Spirit stops now, I'll stop. The honor for the apostolic source. It began with LTMA is established on this essential principle for an apostolic source. Now, apostolic source means having an apostle as a father, as an overseer, that love you and care for you in your ministry, going to respect you and honor you. But the government and the anointing that would transpire from that apostle should be granted. Say, for instance, just run a few scriptures by you. Acts 2:42 talks about the apostles' doctrine. Acts 2:43, wonders and signs done by the apostles. Acts 4:33, great power and great grace upon the apostles. Acts 4:35, 37, 5 and 2 laid at the apostles' feet. Acts 5:12 and 18, hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done. So it goes on and on and on and on. And then you have Ephesians 2:20 talking about the foundation of the apostles and the prophets and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. So what I'm saying is we come into and alignment with God's government properly, not with competition, not somebody trying to manipulate nobody or badger somebody and tell them they don't have this and they don't have that. It's trying to impart and input something into a group of men and women. And we, let's face it, we just have not had it to a large degree. And we're coming into it now, and I think everything going to change for everybody. All right? And so we talked about who is this primary apostolic souls, and I think LTMA got a line on that. I think y'all have given respect thus far as we come to this point. We have not had no major trouble, and the things we had to correct was corrected easily. There was no confrontation. It was just a revelation and impartation instead of just information. Now, the apostolic soul, the first part we talked about, one who provides the preceding word of the season. One who provides the preceding word of the season. And that's Matthew 4:4. Man should not live by bread alone, but every word that preceded. That's an ongoing word. And this will become the food we need for the now, because that's one of the things I want to bring our churches in, is forget the past and let people for the future, but operate in the now, because the faith actually brings the past and the future together and bring them in the now. Number two, who provide impartation and the dimensions of the Spirit. I'll read A and B under that and give you that, then I'm going to come back and talk about that in a minute. Impartation and the dimension of the Spirit, because I want to change, begin to see the dimension of the Spirit change and go to other levels that our church will be an attracting factor. In other words, you have one person blind receive their sight supernaturally from your ministry, it will bring increase like never before. That's what the early church did. That's what Peter and Paul are doing in the book of Acts. They had, when Philip went to Samaria in the 8th chapter of Acts, man, he done miracles, and it changed them people from witchcraft, and that man who had hoodwinked them people couldn't even deal with him because of the supernatural. So this impartation and dimension of the Spirit, see, there's different dimension in the Spirit. Now, each time a dimension in the Spirit comes to make another dimension, they're going to be a challenge. That's where I come in at, to prepare you for the challenges that will come to make you look like you're going the wrong way. That's Satan's deception. That's his lies. That's why he tried to detour us from doing a great work. So, the primary souls give into our spirit the needed impartation that gives us what we cannot receive of ourselves before God. Now, you see, in a regular organization, that would be a drop here, because they'll say, well, I can receive from God just what he received. Come on, let's grow up. Let's grow up and recognize that God has ranks, and he deals with the apostle, he deals with the prophet, he deals in different ranks, the pastor in different ways. And so there are some things that I'm going to put in your life that you're not, God going to send it through me. Just get it that way. They carry these dimensions of God for us and implanted it into us when the time is right. Notice that, when the time is right, when you're ready for it. And that's why we're making this move now, beginning with Ron, because he's ready for it. And we're going to start with Patrick. He's ready for it. And then we'll go down the line of making this type of impartation. Now, don't you guys, because I don't come to your churches, don't you believe that I ain't going to ever call you up and tell you I'm coming or just show up. So you better have things in order. And it doesn't. Don't be embarrassed about people that 15 people that don't worry about that, because we're about to move that. And the third thing, when we have become accurately connected. When you first come in LTMA, you think you're accurately connected, but you have to pass a few tests. Some of them didn't make it, you know. Ephesians 3:2 say, if we indeed, we have heard of the stewardship of God's grace, which was given to me for you. So I have a stewardship grace on me that has been building for these last 40 years. for this moment we're dealing with now to have a grace to impart some things to you. Number three under that, who offer a covenant relationship. And it's in three things here, three words, three powerful words: trust, integrity, and accountability. That's three powerful words. But we must have that type of relationship and that type of covenant in the LTMA, because when these supernatural manifestations of signs, wonders, and the money start getting big, we still got to be humble and meek and yield to the assignment God has given us. Those of you who are having financial problems, these signs and wonders, this impartation going to change all of that. The primary source will release the confidence to form this level of relationship with them. In other words, I'll make myself available in trust, in integrity, and in accountability myself, that you will not have any problem connecting on that level. We believe the relationship is a God, an ordained relationship that will lead us to our destiny. We're not playing around with some little social group, some little organization, some little denomination. Man, we got some destinies we got to hit. And they got gifts on this phone that have been anointed for a long time, and they're going to make leap and bound. I can promise you that right now. Number four, who provide an exemplary lifestyle or a life of example with Christ's pattern of holiness in him. Still talking about the apostolic souls myself. The primary soul shows the way of holiness and the accurate lifestyle. Others will trust and connect with the fathers when they see the fruit in the lives of the Son. Others would trust and connect with the fathers when they see the fruit in the lives of the Son. And when I say sons, daughters, I'm talking about you all too. Once your ministry starts exploding, and once your ministry starts bearing fruits that the average ministry is not bearing, and we're not talking about numbers of people, we're talking about what happened when you open your mouth. We're talking about what happened when you pray. We're talking about what happened when you declare something in with a divine backup and divine training and exactly know what you're doing. Stopping the struggle. Stopping the struggle. We've got to stop the struggle. Number five, who releases the revelations of the Spirit to update and upgrade those under his care. So here's what LTMA is about: upgrading and updating and upgrading. In other words, there are some things that we've been holding on to, probably need to stop. They're really blocking us from going to the next level. Now, I will do what the Lord tells me to do. I would never destroy your ministry, but I would destroy things that I see holding you back because of my love for you. I will challenge you on certain things. I've challenged you already that your ministry stay updated and upgraded. They say under this one, he is the heavenly information highway. Well, apostolically, I've had experience as a pastor, a teacher, a prophet, and an evangelist. I've stood in all five offices. I've had street ministries. I've had hospital ministries. I've had rest home ministries. I had door-to-door ministries. So these are the type of highways I've traveled, so I'll be able to help every one of you all to go down the line of any one of those aspects of ministry. He said he's the university of the Holy Spirit for those whom he leads. In other words, from experience and from success, Apostle Jonathan said he's a university of the Holy Spirit from whom he leads. In John 15:3, you're already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. John 8:31-32, Jesus said, was saying to those Jews who had believed in him, if you continue in my word, then you're truly the disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And then you have John 6:63, was a marvelous revelation when I first saw John 6:63. I'll tell you a little secret right now. You know, we use Romans 10:17, said, and so that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, then we come up with a memo and they ain't got the ounce of faith. Let me tell you why. Faith does not come by just hearing the logos or regular word or reading the Bible or you preaching. Faith comes when the Holy Spirit breathes on it and change it from regular knowledge to revelation knowledge and personalize it for that person in their spirit, then they have faith. So what we've been holding on in the word of faith, you know, you just preach the word and faith gonna come. No, that's why some of our members died. That's why some dropped off, went to another church. They don't even recognize who they was around when they was around your church. That's why we lost some members, because they thought they had faith. Why not, didn't try to start something and fell flat on their faith? So we have to teach our churches how to have real spiritual faith. Is that word have to do with John 6:63? You got to turn into the spirit and life, and the only way you're going to do that is that the Holy Spirit breathes on it. All right? So John 6:63 is a very powerful verse. Number six, one who provides discipline to bring us into self-governance under God. Now, you notice what definition of governance: establishment of policies and continuous monitoring of their proper implementation by the members of the governing body of an organization. A and B under that is the primary soul is the man who brings us into maturity so that we can come into our inheritance. So important. He is the guardian and the manager who matures the child until the child becomes a son in righteousness. Now, these terms, some of you all have grown to a lot of maturity, but these terms, I think we're in virgin territory, we're in new territory, because I want to know when the last time a blind person was manifested in your church. I want to know the last time a deaf man or a deaf woman heard in your church. We preach about it, but it ain't happening. So I just want to give you an idea. We're going back to the book of Acts. We're getting off some of the tracks we've been traveling on so our train can travel faster, get a load, carry more people to their destiny where they should be. In Hebrews 12:5-6, make a note of that, where he said, my son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him. For those whom love the Lord love, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives. And that principle is there. That principle is that sometimes I would look like a roaring lion if I see something is messing you around, that you're losing or you're failing or you're not treating your wife right, you're not treating your husband right. Now, I'm going to ask you all nicely now. You're going to have to live right to stay in this organization. Now, if you're playing game, if you're married and you're playing game, wife or husband, we're not going to put up with that. So you need to get that straightened out. And you will be exposed because you can't help somebody. You know, 1 John 3:8 says, he that committed sin is of the devil. And it says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the work of the devil. So if that voice can throw you, he that commits sin. No, he that have made commitment to sin, committed to sin, because we all make mistakes. But there are times I've seen ministers, they are committed to sin. They're committed to do wrong. Talking about they can't control themselves. No, but what about the Holy Spirit on the inside of you? And what about the 40 years example you got here on the farm before you that I've lived these life 40 years straight with the Lord? No skeleton in the closet. That's the kind of stuff we're talking about. All right? Now, also, there will be a continuation of one who is continually pioneering new pathways in the Spirit. Pioneering new pathways in the Spirit. That's going to be our assignment. The primary source, you're talking about the apostle, talking about myself, is the man is always breaking limitation and lack. Say, for instance, going to Ron church. Ron didn't know nothing about this. He just heard about it when you heard about it. But we're going to break limitation and lack that been on the church so long. Ron church would be the first church to be cracked by the apostolic anointing. And then it'll travel from Ron church on to all of LTMA churches, because it'll start. It'll start right there. Breaking through not only for this generation, but also for the next. He is continually maturing in stature, providing strong leadership so others can cross over to take over. Now, listen, I say to you, by the grace of God, as Paul said, I am what I am. But you know, I wrestled all night long with the word, and wrestled with the word in Revelation all night. I mean, all night. And then 4 days this morning, he told me what to do how to go to your church and let another side of my anointing out by implementing these supernatural importations. So it's a continuing maturing in stature, providing strong leadership so others can cross over to take over. Listen to that. Cross over, take over. Now, some of y'all church ain't doing squat duty. I know that. Some of y'all church ain't getting no increase, and you've been discouraged, and you've tried organization, and you're worn name that you have no credentials for. We just want to face it. Somebody got upset about that. Don't get upset about it. Just get the truth. I'm trying to help you. I'm not trying to kill you. You know, if any one of y'all have apostolic quality for that rank, when the time comes, the Lord will promote you. Leroy can't stop you. But my job is to expose anything that is hindering you from getting where God wants you to go with the anointing and the gift he placed on your life. Those in the LTMA, as well as those who have caught the spirit of the house, must sell in their heart once and for all who their primary source is. And I think LTMA has been doing a good job on that. Now, I don't know about attitude. You know, you might do it publicly, but your attitude is right. So I want you to adjust your attitude when you're honoring me or honoring Carolyn. Adjust your attitude, because if your attitude's not right, the money ain't good enough. You just have to have the right attitude. Know what you're doing. Know why you're doing it. When I did it to my spiritual father, I knew what I was doing. Fred Price knew what he was doing. Keith Buller knew what he was doing. Us three was the only three really doing it among a thousand of ministers. They just sat there and looked. And some of them have great regret. There are those, let me tell you this too. There are those who keep drinking from everywhere because they have not found their own father. They just keep drinking from everywhere. Now, my secretary and her husband, when they came to the church, they dropped everything. They used to go to all kind of meetings. But they said, no, we feed from one, drink from one well. Feed from one basket, I guess you could say it that way. And so that's important that we don't mix this thing up too much. Our fathers, and that's me, well, will sustain us and keep us fruitful in the land. There are so many contaminated well of deceit, deception, and death. These alternative well will poison our soul and leave us without an inheritance. Now, Jeremiah 5, 26, 29, read up on it. For wicked men are found among my people. They watch like fowls in wait. They set a trap. They catch men like a cage full of birds. So their houses are full of deceit. Therefore, they have become great and rich. Notice that. They are fat. They are sleek. They also excel in deeds of wickedness. They do not plead the cause of the orphan, that they may prosper, and they do not defend the right of the poor. Shall I not punish these people, declare the Lord, on a nation such as this shall I not avenge myself? The senior pastor must know whom their apostolic souls, or apostolic father is. And as I'm repeating myself, and I hope I'm not deceiving myself, but I believe we got a pretty good hold on this at an early stage in the LTMA. The church members must know what is their spiritual home. This is a starting point before anything else can occur. The disciples were first drawn by Jesus' word, then they followed him and knew him more intimately. In the LTMA, the senior pastors are sure of this one thing, that their presiding apostle is their apostolic source and spiritual father. You got that? Got that? I'm never against you. I'm always praying for you. I pray for you every day. I pray for the whole group. If somebody's name comes standing in front of my face, church comes standing in front of my face, I deal with it. If I need to call, I call. If I can deal with it in the spirit, I just deal with it in the spirit. What we choose to call a person in Tyler or how we greet them are not as important as what we feel about them inside of our hearts. Salah. Very important. A father knows when his honor is given or when it's taken. He knows it. He may not say nothing, but he knows it. He knows it. It's not just in addressing him as father or dad or pastor or apostle or doctor. The weight of the honor and the depth of the relationship is that what sealed this matter. And I want it with you this morning. I want it sealed with every one of us. We know what we're doing here. Only a mature son know these dimensions. The others fake it. Now, I admit there are some that come among us, as I was talking to Junior, as I trained him as a leader. I don't want to put rules so strict that nobody can qualify, because there are some good guys and good girls out there that are going to try to come in LTMA, and they just don't know. And that's our assignment. They don't know what to do. So after we get them in here, we'll see if they have the quality. We're not so much concerned about the quantity. If they have the quality to breed them properly, they have to be breed supernatural. The supernatural breeding has to take place, and see can they take that injection. If they can take that injection, we can train them from there, because we've got enough mature men and women among us. Okay? So now, back to the statement, only matured sons know these dimensions. We're talking about the dimensions in the spirit. I didn't talk about it as much as I want to talk about it, but you'll hear more about it in the future. Then there are so those who faking it. A fake relationship, a fake word, I love you so much. You know, I always tell people who born again God's spirit, they know you lying when you lie. So don't say nothing. If you're lying, just don't say nothing. Just duck behind the seat. Don't say nothing. The senior pastor who want his church to raise to the challenges of the 21st century by raising an alliance of honorable men must find grace to see this established in his church. I'm excited about next week. The people must see him and his ministry as their source of life. Good God Almighty. Then they will stay with him and live on his ministry. Yeah, I want to get your ministry so stirred up that nobody can leave. And the one who leave, well, you know they're supposed to go because they're holding something back. In John 6:68, Simon Peter answered him and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We want to develop that in LTMA, and then it go downline into the membership of LTMA, the ministry and the mission that God has put them over. Whatever happened in our relationship, basically going to happen in your church. LTMA is established on this second essential principle now. The blessing of covenant relationship. The blessing of covenant relationship. The alliance cannot be formed if the relationship level is superficial or is not genuine. Two words there. Superficial or not genuine. So you're going to have to pray for LTMA. You got to pray for me as an apostle. You have to pray for the 12, and you're going to have to pray for one another. And LTA cannot become an appointment, looking for an appointment deal, looking for networking. That's been a problem, the networking stuff, all this networking. Just go ahead and preach to your people. Pastor your people. Get your church built up. You don't have to worry about no money, because, I mean, actually, the little circle I run in, it wasn't giving no money anyway. When I got my first $1,000 check, I said, Jesus, them guys been giving $150. You know, I'm running them little circles. And I said, Jesus. But just pastor your church, and whatever the Lord got for you, he's going to do that for you, you know. You're not going to be like me now. You know, I walk in the church, and I go preach at all these different churches. You're not going to do it, because I'm the apostolic source right now. I'm training you that if God's going to use you in that fashion, God's going to do a lot of things with you first. You say, well, you've done a lot of things with me. Well, let's look at the fruit then. Let's look at the fruit. Are you ready for some of the things you think you're ready for? You have to understand that Jesus said that principle is still wholefold. You should know them by their fruit. And so evidence is so important in ministry, or you'll get killed. Because them demons will come at you. Evidence is so important. All right. The deeper the relationship, the stronger the holding power as we move collectively toward destiny. Notice the word destiny is used. The word collectively is used here. And the strong relationship produces a holding power. The senior pastor who wants to mobilize his church collectively for kingdom advancement must all the church machinery to the depth of the covenant relationship in sacrificial love, integrity, and honor. People must be held together in accountability as the spirit of individualism can fuel the spirit of competition and strife. Let me pause here now. I want to get this straight. We're not having no problem like this, but I want to make sure that you understand that people must be held together in accountability. When the 12 bring something to me, I tell our sign, two or three of us, to get this straight right now. And that's love. Get this straight right now. You know, some of you guys were absent from the meeting and you're supposed to be there. I told them, get on it right now because it's too good a man to stray from some little strand factor when commitment need to be made that God can bring forth in his life what God wants to bring forth in his life. We did it. We never had any problem in making correction. We go straight at it, and the Lord have blessed. And I believe it have fortified men and women in our alliance. People must be held together in accountability. That's a strong word there. Because I think as being a part of LTMA, there's a stewardship factor there. You need to steward your membership, steward, manage it properly, your relationship, and do what it takes, do whatever it takes, you know. It's so important. So people must be held together in accountability as the spirit of individualism can fuel a spirit of competition and strife. Competition and strife, I've seen it. And it comes from individualism. You're looking for your own little horse to ride. No, we've got to stay accountable to each other. The power of the agape and sacrificial love of Christ can hold us to each other without any selfish agenda. Now, the love of God that had been shed abroad in our heart, Romans 5:5, by the Holy Ghost, is very important. 1 Corinthians 13, every good pastor know that. Love never faileth. And John talks about it in his epistle. We know we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. So we have to have genuine love. Now love, what love will produce is, I'm bringing it up, we're not having no problem, but no whores and no game played. Now we had one man in the early beginning approach one of my daughters wrong. She might not even know I know about it. But he approached her wrong. He gone now. He gone because he had another agenda. But we're not going to have that, man. These girls placing their life in your hand as a brother, and you're going to start talking about something else? No, we're not going to do that. We're going to respect our ladies. We're going to respect marriages. We're going to respect the gentlemen and the ladies that are in this organization. And we ain't going to have no two motel rooms, one connected. We ain't going to have none of that foolishness because I don't do that. So I don't do it. I ain't permitting nobody to do it. And we're not doing that. We're not going to have that. So we got to be accountable. We got to walk in love. The love of God will keep us from doing that. Only then are we committed and connected to each other in covenant. When we get rid of these selfish agenda, when we recognize the accountability that we have to have. LTMA, amplify this commitment and connection in covenant. The depth of the Holy Spirit works in this dimension of relationship has filtered out many ministers who have tried to become part of us when they were nothing of us. Now, I'm actually repeating behind Apostle Jonathan, we have not had many ministers, but he is telling us about how many have tried to come and join his alliance, and they were filtered out by the Holy Spirit. He said God exposed their selfishness, and sometimes demonic agenda to hijack our destiny. Wow. God expose, and may God expose anybody who come among us. Y'all been plowing this thing quite some while now, and we're not going to let nobody come in. May God expose any selfishness and any demonic agenda that's going to come in this organization trying to hijack our agenda, destiny. May one of the 12, may one of you all, the Lord, all y'all got spirit, we're going to be watching like a divine supernatural hawk to see if they don't mean no good. And if some men have talked to the boys that talked to us, and no, you don't want to be in here. You know, we love you. You just come to the meeting, but you don't want to be a member. God is continually refining our relationship so that our alliance and collaboration can result in the needed strength to finish our assignment from God. Here are seven descriptions of covenant relationship. Seven descriptions of covenant relationship. I've been going about 40, 50 minutes. Seven descriptions of covenant relationship. Covenant relationship, number one, are for safety. In LTMA, we relate in order to provide protection and safety for those who trust us. We want to be there for them and be on the lookout for them. When Jonathan gave his armor, his word, and his bow to David, he became defenseless. In 1 Samuel 18:4, it said Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was on him and gave it to David with his armor, including his sword and his bow and his belt. David was now responsible to protect him and to guide his vulnerable friend from harm. This we do in LTMA and do it well. Thank God. Thank God. The second covenant relationship is with integrity. We loyalty to each other and to the presiding that will sustain us as the primary source in our pursuit toward our corporate destiny. I can elaborate on that for another 7 hours. This connection to the heart is undivided loyalty to the bone. Our words of commitment must be truth, and we must feel deep about the quality of our relationship. We have to depend on one another and must be loyal and protected in the absence of each other. We must not be ashamed of each other when the attacks or slander come from those who hate our family in LTMA. You're going to have that, but we must not be ashamed of it. Integrity among the band of brothers means there's an unchangeableness in character, commitment, and loyalty in changing environments. Just stick with me a few minutes. Our ability to remain true to each other to the end will be our defense of each other from demonic attack. I'm so glad, brothers and sisters, that prior to getting LTMA rolling, that the Lord brought us into the alliance of honorable men, and that the Lord taught us about the culture of honor. There's a major church here in Baton Rouge that a man and his wife had worked real hard, and he fell off the wagon. He got in adultery. His wife forgave him, but his church didn't. They put him out of his lifetime work, some board, some situation, some city, put him out. Now, if I was his father, I would have been able to see genuine repentance or fake, and could have done something for him. But he lost a large ministry right here in Baton Rouge, and had to go start all over again to be somebody's assistant somewhere in another state. Covenant relationship of accountability, A, B, and C under that, the desire to submit to the senior pastor for covering, protection, and for accountability only reveals one maturity to discern and honor the grace and stature of those who lead, to be able to see the grace of God on those who lead us. An indispensable exercise in accountability. We are prepared to allow them to speak into our life and impart into our spirit what they carry on our behalf. So important, you know. I'll speak in your life. Sometimes I get rough. Sometimes here I'm like this at the church, you know. And I'm finding out that we are missing moving the spirit by being so organized. Montreal almost singing wide open Sunday. And I had a man I wanted to say something. And it just got the song started wide open. I walk up and say, hold that, hold that. And let a man testify, and then I call him back. These type of action in the spirit, you're going to listen to God and stop letting these routine things keep going on in your church. You're going to have to be willing to do whatever the Lord tell you to do. Now, just don't jump up and do something stupid just to say you had a move in the spirit, because the people will know whether it be a move in the spirit or not. We must be willing to nurture what have been imparted and invested by giving an account of our lives to the investors. Now, myself and the 12 elders or the 12 people I got appointed, they downline for me to invest in you all what I want to get to you. Sometimes I won't get to you, but I'll use one of those fellows. We can gladly testify that what we have received in is working, and we are currently modeling what have been imparted to us. Now, I asked Leroy Jr. how many was online a few minutes ago, and he told me 115. So that means that we're gluing in, we're sticking together, and there are some who already give the report they couldn't be there. It's 127 on the line now, and we're thankful for that, and we're thankful for that respect and that honor and that integrity for you on a Tuesday morning to make the requirement that is of you. And I pray that God, right now, God is speaking to your heart, and you see how important and how valuable our relationship is and how much more valuable it's going to become in the years to come, in the months to come. We know that we can carry the legacy of others to whom we are grateful for the impartation and the trust we have found before them. And so you guys will carry my legacy. You know, my legacy is, and I'm not ashamed to talk about it. Paul wasn't ashamed to talk about the grace of God, but I have a worldwide legacy God has set up, and he's about to take it up to another notch and another level, and as I go, you go. And then my legacy is your legacy and your children and your grandchildren. And I was thinking about this morning, Darnell, my youngest son, Sunday, my youngest son had his first, wife had their first child, a little girl, 6 pounds, 9 ounces. And so he's still at the hospital. I told him this morning, I think they're going to come home sometime this afternoon. And I got him preaching every Monday night now. I'm bringing him on in. You have to train out with children, just a little sideline, and I'll get back and I'll close. But I was laying in bed racking all night, so I had a lot of time to think about a lot of things. I come from a family of 5 boys and 3 girls, and now I have 5 grandsons and 3 granddaughters. I have 8 grandchildren. Darnell make that third girl. Leroy Jr. already had 2 girls. Shauna have 4 boys. And Montrell, he's in a slot. I don't know how many he's going to have. I hope he has 16. we need to take being accountable as our responsibility toward our leaders. We do not wait until we are forced to give account of ourselves to those above us. Just to take accountability. Talk with them if you need to talk to them. Luke 16, 1, 2 tells us that about being a manager and being accountable. Luke 16, 1 through 2. I'm not going to read that scripture. And the fourth thing, the covenant relationship of value. We believe our relationship with each other in the LTMA will add value to our lives by bringing wholeness to our soul and wisdom to our mind and spirit. God has joined us together to help us create a better momentum toward growth for each other. We inspire, motivate, activate for the betterment of each other. When we visit each other's churches, we probably see something the other one has accomplished that can help us. And that's our brother. We can ask him a question, or sister. Two is better than one. And this corporate alliance is producing a great fellowship and championship that is now spreading as a canopy over the nation. We start getting out, you know. And I think Dan just got back from where? Where Dan went? To Africa? Where Dan went, Leroy? Ghana. He just got Southwest Africa. He just got back with a whole team. And so we're touching the world, touching the nation. And some of y'all are probably doing some things. And when you do, just let me know. Our involvement with each other is producing fruit among our families and among the second generation of sons. I think since connection been made, I've made a lot of adjustment with sons, with their sons and their daughters. I told them you got to get them in place, and they've been doing exactly what I asked them to do. Some of them younger, but we're still setting the rudder for them. As soon as they come to the age of accountability, I will help them make that transition and tell them how I did it. I remember Creflo and John Avezina and Marcus Bishop wanted to know, said, man, your family, and Jesse Duplantis, we're celebrating our, Carol and I are celebrating our 43rd year marriage on Thursday. Jesse and I, you celebrate, and we're going to have an all-day affair on Thursday, and then I have, he going to do what he want to do Friday. But, man, I got a one-piece band going to play for us on Thursday night. I mean, because it's been a lot of time, and Philip don't know that band because they heard that guy play. But I got him come and play for us because I'm happily married for 43 years. Something I want to say about Jesse. But I told you all something about just now about, huh? Yeah, Jesse.
Conference muted.
You ready? They might be trying to put an alarm clock on me. Some of y'all must be believing that I quit, huh? I'm about to close. But Jesse Duplantis and I celebrate our, he'd be 44 years Friday. So we're to come together. He's going to come to my house and stay with me. I'm just telling you what, he's my best friend. He's going to come stay with me. And so I'm going to do some crawfish and stuff and then have a big dinner that night. Then Friday night, we do what he want to do. But we're both celebrating, what, 43 and 44 is what? How many years that is? 87 years of marriage would be celebrating. That's a pretty good record there. All right, let me give you one or two more things. We'll close out. You know, the Bible says two is better than one, and then there's a writing in the Word says a threefold cord is not either broken. And you say we got 127 on the line now, right, son?
Yes, sir.
And we got a total of how many members now? Do you know? Find out for me. Let me know. By coming together in covenant, our lives have become enriched, our vision has become clearer, and our destiny has become more defined and definite.
139,
127 online. That's not bad, LTMA. That's not bad, and others have reported. Let me see where I'm going to stop here, because I almost gone an hour this morning, and that's a long time, but it's a lot of information. Let me do one more. Covenant relationship of honor. And I like this point. God is restoring true honor among brothers as well as to fathers. Now, in this organization, the LTM, we relate with a greater consciousness of each other's grace and contribution to the kingdom, advancement across the earth. Now, I recognize, as I said it earlier, I recognize there's a lot out of 127 people, there's a lot of people with great grace, great power, and great anointing on this line. And whatever promotion God has for you, you're definitely going to get it. Everybody has to submit to somebody. And that's the only way, that's the way God designed it. But I have a consciousness of the graces that is in this organization. This development of maturity among our pastors in the LTMA is a sign of the Holy Spirit work among us. Some of the things we had to correct, some direction they've given. I mean, all the guys received it with senior thinking, you know, matured. They said, oh, man, I didn't know we won't do it no more. And it wasn't no crybaby. We got some matured guys and girls in this thing. There ain't no crybabies. And we're going to bring it to another level. Those who have developed this ability to discern the grace have yielded to receive from those above them. And then that'll happen, you see. This humility to allow those who have matured in God to minister to us is, in fact, wisdom. This attitude provides a quick transfer of what God is releasing from above. God is also restoring the honor of fathers as prophesied by Malachi. Now, I have a young man, and I'm going to close with this. I have a young man who my Cam, and he disrespect my other son by saying some crazy stuff. I let him got off with that, but then the next week I called him and told him what he did wasn't right. And then I told him, you really not a son. And now he have called me, to sign some type of bishop ordination. Said I can't do it without having you here and having your name on it. And so I prayed about it. And my secretary asked me about it the third time. I told her, just tell them I decline. They want me to fly in, want me to put my name not going on there because he disrespect and he was dishonorable and he just want to show off and he don't have nothing to show me. I had a problem out of him when I went to his church because he always wanted to show me what he was doing, show me something. Sometimes I don't want to see nothing, you know what I'm saying? And then what he wanted to show me wasn't that important. I know one night I told him, he took me to the hotel. I got out. I opened the envelope he had given my honorary. I told him, I said, take this back. This is no respect at all. He cried. I said, no, don't cry. Go write another check. Don't cry. I was trying to teach him some things. He needed to know some things. He want to talk about all the stuff he got. And he's not around now, so he ain't none of y'all. Hold on. But he crying. I said, man, stop all this crying. Go write another check. This is only even honor of Billy Goat here. If you want your church to grow, do something. And he did. You know, he did. But that's the way I always had this type of anointing on my life for people. Father, we thank you today as we have shared, as we come into a new dimension of the Spirit, even beginning next week. We thank you for those who are able to get in without any trouble. They can come, they'll be there for this type of impartation. We praise you for the revelation and the insight that you've given us in the LTMA. We're thankful for, we pronounce the same honor on pastors that they're given to me as an apostle and on all the other ministries in every way. And those who are due for promotion in due season, we pray that you will reveal that promotion to them and to us. We're thankful for this impartation morning. It's been a great morning, Lord. Holy Spirit, you certainly have helped us. And we're thankful for the wonderful people that you have put us over, that they're really ready to go. I don't know of no father, I don't know of no organization is as organized as we are and respectful as we are in the world today. And I'm so thankful. And it's humbling for to be in this position over these great men and women of God who have been in ministry a long time. And it's just a humbling factor. And I always give you the glory. And I always give you the honor. Now, whatever they stand in need of today, I bless them for being so patient and for listening and permitting me to impart to them this anointing and authority you placed on my life. And whatever aspect in their ministry that they're praying about and decreeing about that honor you and your word, I'm in agreement with them as the apostle. I bless the meeting at Ron's church. Bless the meeting at Patrick's church. That the Holy Spirit can manifest and demonstrate what need to cause our ministries to explode with power. I feel it in my bosom, Lord. And I thank you. I thank you that we're going to another level. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.